Tav Chof Zayin Amar Aleph. We'll begin Chav Vav Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. We had a discussion previously about the susceptibility of Tumah. We had the Rishimin Elazar, the Shita Rishimin Elazar, that said that Begadim, that clothes, that only those made out of Tzemer Pishim, wool and linen, can be Mekabel Tumah. And similarly, we had the Tanur Beir Rishmol, who said the same thing. Now we learn out from the Goyim, where the Torah over there specified Tzemer Pishtim, wool and linen. So we learn out to the other cases where it says Stam, it doesn't specify, but just like by the Goyim it's Tzemer Pishtim, so too by Sheretz, so too by Tumas Meis, etc., it also is Tzemer Pishtim. So Abaya learned that they are in the same sheet. Rishim ben Elazar and the Tanur Beir Rishmol are the same sheet. Rava said, no, there's a chilik between them. There's a nafkamina, because in the Lashon of Rishim ben Elazar, he said, Kol ha-yotze min eitz ein boi mishum sholosh al sholosh. There's no tumah on a cloth that's only three etzbois by three etzbois. So the way Rava was learning was that Rishim ben Elazar said that it's only Tzemer u'pishtim that has tumah, even if it's so small that it's three etzbois by three etzbois. Because that's a type of garment that wealthy people would throw away. Only Anim would keep it. So Rishim ben Elazar holds that as far as a small beged, which is only Sholesh, Al Sholesh Etzbois, there it's only Tzemer Pishtim. But if you have a larger beged that's three Tvachim by three Tvachim or more, Rishim ben Elazar would say that even if it's made out of other cloth, it also be Mekabel Tumah. Whereas a Tanur Beir Rishmol, he does not qualify his ruling at all. He does not mention anything about the size. So therefore, according to the Tanur Beir Rishmol, Rava says, that he holds that even if it's three tefachim, about three tefachim, there's no tumah b'shar begadim. So Rava learns that that's the difference between them. Abaya says there's no difference between them. And Abaya says that they both hold that even if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, there is no tumah by shar begadim. It's only by the case, only by tzemer u'pishtim. But Rava learns that there is this nafkamina. So let's see in the Gemara, Ula Rava, the Omra Shleish al Shleish b'shar begadim ikebe nayu, that he holds that that's the difference between them. L'Rushim ben Elazar Islay. He holds that if it's three tefachim by three tefachim or more, if it's significant, even by other types of material, by other cloth, there is tumah. Ulatan the Beir Rishmol. Lesley, he holds there's no tumah. Shleisha al shleisha bishar begadim in nole. So where does he learn this out from? We learn out that the beged is mekabel tumah. We learn out from the Goyim where it says tzemer u'pishtim. It says wool and linen. What's the makor? What's the source to say that by other begadim, if it's a significant size, if it's shloish al shloish tzvachim or more, that is mekabel tumah? Our answer is nafkem oy beged. It says by shrotzim, it says that if the dead sheretz came into contact with a beged, and it has a ribuy, an extra word, oy beged. Could have said beged, it says oy beged. The sanya beged, ain the yellow beged. Shloisha al shloisha bishar begodim in nayin. How do I know to include if it's three tvach by three by other materials that it's makabel tumah tam loimer oy beged? It says oy beged. So we have this ribuya. Navabaya hi oy beged my ovidle. What does Abaya do with this? Because Abaya says no, that they both hold that there is no tumah by shar begadim, even if it is shleish al shleish tefachim. So what does he learn out of the oy beged? Morans is me boy le rabbis shleish al shleish b'tzemer pishtim t'metam b'shrotzim. It's to teach you that if it's shleish al shleish b'tzemer pishtim, tzemer pishtim, not shar begadim, not other cloth, that it's also metameh, it's also metameh b'shrotzim, it has two m'shrotzim. Now, even though I know that it has, I know that the small, insignificant, relatively insignificant cloth of wool and linen is metam by the goyim, but Abaya says, I can't learn it out from the goyim. I need this special riboy by shrotzim of oy beged to teach me that it also applies by shrotzim, and this small piece of cloth, three etzbois by three etzbois, is metam. Is matam b'shrotzim. The Rava says, no, it's not necessary. Galarachmanagami in the goyim, who would in l'shrotzim. We learn out of binyanav, you can learn out from the goyim. If by the goyim 3x3, as boys is metame, but some repish them, so too. By shvatsim, I don't need a special rebuy, I learn out with binyanav. V'abayi ikal mifrach, he says, no, you can't learn it out with a binyanav because you can have a kash. Mal in the goyim, she can't say they are metame ben. There is a chumrah by the goyim that even if it's not a woven cloth, even if it's just the sheev erev, it's the threads that are going to be woven, are designated, and are going to be woven into the cloth, they too are mekabel tumah. Whereas by shvatsim, that's not so. It has to be a baget, it has to be a woven garment. It can't be just the warp and the woof, it can't be just the sheev erev. So therefore, since the goyim have this chumrah, you cannot learn out shvatsim from the goyim. And therefore, I need the oibege to teach me that if it's semer pishtim, even if it's semer pishtim, but if it's so small that it's 3x3, it's mekabel tumah. The Yidach Rava says, no, isal gadai tlin the goyim chamiri, if you, as you say, that the goyim is more chamor, and that's why I have to say it also by shvatsim. So Zokt Rava, why do I need both? Then simply licht of Rachmana Gai Shvatzim, Velaisan the Gaim Minai. Why doesn't the Torah simply write it by Shvatzim, and by Shvatzim, which is less severe, which is less chomer, we say that 3x boy is so small, a garment of tempe, which is so small, 3x boy, there's Mekabel Tumah. So certainly we'd be able to apply that to Nagoim. So therefore, it cannot be, as you say, that in the case of the goyim is more chomer, because then simply write it by shvatsim, I'd be able to learn out the goyim from there. V'idach, and Abai says, no, the goyim is shvatsim loy also. The goyim have a chomer, that shvatsim don't. Shasi ve'erev is matama, and it's not matama by shvatsim. But on the other hand, tumas shvatsim has a chomer, then the goyim don't have. Because the kalamifrach mal the shvatsim shkem matam begadosha, even the sheretz is so small, it's as small as a lentil seed, as a lentil bean rather, it's also mitame. And that's a chumrah that we have specifically by shvatsim. So each one has their own chumrah. You cannot learn out either one from the other. Amar Rabbi Yehai, Tana de Be'er Rishmol, Mapik Mirach, Tana de Be'er Rishmol. Now, in the Tana de Be'er Rishmol themselves, there seems to be that there's two versions, and they seem to be contradicting themselves. The Tana de Be'er Rishmol, Beged, it says, Beged, Ainli, Ella, Beged, Semru Pishtim. I only know that's Mekabel Tumah if it's a Beged of Semru Pishtim, only made out of wood or linen. Minayin l'rabbi semer gemolim v'semer arnovin noitza shalizim v'hashirim v'akelach v'asarikin. How do I know to include the wool, the hairs from camels, from rabbits, from plucked hair from the goats, or different types of silk? How do I know that they're also mekabel tumah? Now, clearly over here, this is not like the Tana de Be'er Shmuel, which we just learned previously, because the Tana de Be'er Shmuel that we learned on the Brice was brought down on Chavav and Midbeis learns that it's only Tzemer Pishtim. It says, he says the Tana de Be'er Shmuel, it says that I've called Tzemer Pishtim. The only beged that's mekabel tumah is wool and linen. Now here, this Tana of the Be'er Shmuel is, how do I know that even other types of material are mekabel tumah, tamed loimer, oy beged? So he learns it out from the oy beged that there's a mekabel tumah, there's tumah even by other types of cloth of garments. So clearly, one is not learning like the other. Rava Omer, Rava says no. You don't have to say they're at odds with each other. Rav Amar, ki les lehach Tana de Be'er Shmuel, the first Tana de Be'er Shmuel that we had in Chavav and Alv, there that he says there's no tumah by other materials, bishar begadim, that's shalosh al shalosh. That's only where he says that the hach Tana de Be'er Shmuel bishar ben, he says les lehach Tana de Be'er Shmuel, bishar mishol bishar begadim, that there's no tumah, that's only shalosh al shalosh. That's only if it's so small that it's only 3x boys by 3x boys. But shleisha al shleisha is slay. But if it's more significant, it's at least 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, then there is tumah even by other garments. It's only if it's so small and significant that wealthy people would throw it away, 3x boys by 3x boys. But if it's shleisha al shleisha, then even the previous Tana de Be'er Shmuel would agree that there is tuma. Frag the Gemara, how can you say that? Va'arava hu de omar shloisha al shloisha b'shar begodim l'roshim b'melazer islay l'tanah b'rishmo lesley. But what do you mean? How can you say that Rava himself is the one that said that there is a difference between Roshim ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rishmo? That Roshim ben Elazar said there's only no tuma by other garments if it's shal shabbos, shal shabbos, if it's so small and insignificant. But if it's three tefachim and three tefachim, there would be tuma. But Rava said, but the Tanah b'rav Shmuel says there's no tuma by other garments at all, even if it's three tefachim by three tefachim. So that Rava himself said is the difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel. How can you say Rava says over here that the two versions of the Tanah b'rav Shmuel agree with each other and the difference is shleisha al shleisha by shar begadim? He himself said the Tanah b'rav Shmuel says there's no tuma whatsoever by other garments. Moran says, Hagabi Rava Mahi. He retracted what he said previously. Previously he said that there's a difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and over there's a difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel. And he said the Tanah b'rav Shmuel says there's no tuma by other garments whatsoever. Now he's chayzer. He retracted from that. And he says no. He says that there is tuma by other garments. If it's shlishas boys, a shlishas boys, there is tuma by other garments. However, he does not, Rava still does not agree with Abaya in the interpretation of Rav Shimon ben Elazar in the Tanah b'rav Shmuel. Because Abaya said that they're saying the same thing, that they agree and they say the same thing. And therefore, according to Abaya, they both maintain, both Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel, that there is no tuma, there's no tuma by other garments, regardless of the size, even if it's three tefachim by three tefachim. And Abaya holds, therefore, that the previous Tanah b'rav Shmuel is mapik from the second Tanah b'rav Shmuel, who says clearly that if it's shleisha, shleisha tefachim, there is tuma by other garments. Now, Rava holds not like that. Rava holds that the Tanah b'rav Shmuel, the two versions are not at odds with each other. And they both hold, both versions that they hold, is that there is no tuma by other garments, only if it's three as boys by three as boys. But if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, there is tuma, and they learn now from Oy Beged. What Rava retracted is what he said before, that there's a difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tanah b'rav Shmuel. Now Rava, he was chayzer, he retracted. He says, no, he agrees that Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel are saying the same thing. And Rava says, and the first version of the Tanah b'rav Shmuel and what we have over here also are saying the same thing. However, what Rava says is we have a limit from Oy Beged to be marba three tefachim by three tefachim by shar begadim. So Rava maintains that Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel in the first version and the Tanah b'rav Shmuel over here, they all agree that there is no tuma by shar begadim if it's three as boys by three as boys. But there is tuma if it's three tvachim by three tvachim. And they're all in agreement. Whereas Abaya says, no, that the first version of Tanah b'rav Shmuel disagrees with this version. The first version says that there is no tuma whatsoever by other garments. And he says Rav Shimon ben Elazar also says that. Whereas this version says if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, then there is tuma. That's one answer, that Rava was chayzer. The Gemara continues, V'ibay Seima, ha, Rapapa Amram. And Ibay Seima, this latter, over here, this latter opinion that we just said, that Shlesha Ashlesha is Bashar Begodim, that Shlesha Shoneh, that Bashar Begodim, that is where we differentiate in the Tanah b'rav Shmuel, that he says over here we're marba, and the second Tanah b'rav Shmuel we're marba that there is tuma b'shar begadim, that's only if it's shleisha al shleisha, but not shalosh al shalosh. This over here is rapa. The Ibay Seima. Now the Gemara gives an alternate explanation. So previously we said that Rava was chayzer from what he mentioned previously, and now we're saying no, that Rava was not chayzer. And he still maintains that there is that nafkemina between Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanna Rabbi Shmuel. And in Hanami, he will have to agree that, like Abaya with Abaya, that the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, the previous one, and what is just mentioned over here, they do argue with each other. But this that was just mentioned, that to reconcile, the attempt to reconcile the two, Tanna Beir Shmuel, to say that it's not mapik one from the other, it's not Rava who said it, and it's a whole different explanation. Rava Taka holds like Abaya that high Tanna Beir Shmuel, mapik mito Tanna Beir Shmuel. This that we're trying to reconcile the two, this attempt to reconcile it was not Rava, it was Rav Papa. V'ibaisim ha-Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa Amar avkol asuya kilayim. And so what Rav Papa means is that when the Tanna Beir Shmuel, the previous Tanna Beir Shmuel, said that you learn out from the Goyim that it's only Tzemer Upishtim, he wasn't even talking about Tuma. That Tanna Beir Shmuel wasn't talking about Tuma. Meaning, just like we see the Tanna Beir Shmuel over here says that there is Tuma by other Begodim, Bashar Begodim, if it's Shloisha al Shloisha, like the Tzemer of the Gemolim and their Nevis, etc. The previous Tanna Beir Shmuel, there's no argument, because the previous Tanna Beir Shmuel wasn't talking about Tuma. When he said that Af Kol that a Beged has to be, Af Kol a Beged has to be Dafka Tzemer Upishtim, he wasn't talking about Tuma, he was talking about Kelaim. That the Lav, the Isser of Kelaim, is only if it's a mixture of wool and linen, if it's Tzemer Upishtim. So there's really nothing to do with this discussion of Tuma, and therefore one is not arguing with the other. Rav Papa Mav Kol Asui Kelaim. What do you mean? He meant to learn out from the Goyim that just like the Goyim, it's a beged is semro pishnim by kiloyim. What the term meant that the Isser of shatnez is semro pishnim kiloyim behajik sibe. It says it clearly in the Torah. It says leisil by shatnez semro pishnim yachtav. It says clearly semro pishnim. Why would you have to learn it out from the Goyim? Gemara says, now salak adaitichamino. You might have said halamil derech levisha. It's true that the Torah says that it's davket semru pishim, but that's when you're wearing the garment. There, I know that the iser shatnez is only wool and linen. Avam halah, if you're only wrapping yourself with the baguette, kol trei minios. There, I might have thought that any two different types of material would be also. That's why we have to learn out from the Goyim that it's Adavka Tzemer Upishtim. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? How could you have a Havamina that by halah it's any two minim, it's not Adavka Tzemer Upishtim? V'lav Kavachaymeru, isn't it a Kavachaymer? Uma Levisha, the Kamisane Kulagufa, where he's wearing the garment and his whole body gets benefit from it, his whole body's getting hanah from it. He's getting hanah, the whole body, from the kilayim. Nevertheless, amrat semro pishtim in midiachrin aloy. Nevertheless, the Torah says it's only if it's semro pishtim, it's wool and linen. But other two types of minim, there's no iser halo like kol shekain. Certainly, if he's not wearing it, he's just wrapping it away, his whole body's not getting that hanah. Certainly, the Isra would be limited to Semru Pishtin. I don't have to learn it out from the Goyim. Elidra Papa Bedusi. Therefore, we say that is not correct. And therefore, that's not what it meant. The Tanna Rabbi Shmuel cannot be referring to Kilayim, to the Isra of Shatnez. He must have been referring to Tuma. And therefore, either it's High Tana Mapek Meidach Tana, that they disagree with each other, or that they do agree with each other, and must say therefore Hadarava Mehahi.